This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, do we appreciate that, by the way. Todd walked us through the Bismarck. They're called Nielsen ratings is what they're called, and we have just purchased those as well, and soon we'll have a report to be able to give you the same thing for Fargo between 970 WDAY, 93.1 FM. AM 1100 The Flag, and our soon-to-be FM sister station as well for The Flag, so you can listen there. And we just had an incredible ratings report. It's pretty incredible. So I don't know what word to use. I sound like I'm just throwing out the flash there, but K-Fire remains the most listened-to radio station in the entire state. The ratings of What's On Your Mind, the highest thing on the most listened-to station, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. And we have similar results for Fargo, and I've never seen anything like this. I just never in my entire radio career have I seen a collection and again, the collection that we most value is you. That's the connection that matters, but the good we're able to do with the advertisers through the power of you, our listeners, is impossible to quantify. It just is amazing, which is why every single advertiser we have sees immediate results from being part of this program. And when I say that, I sound cocky. I sound like I'm trying to brag. I'm really not. I'm trying to brag on you, our listeners, and say that please know how humbling that is to know the power of the audience and the connection that we have, and also to let you know we have nothing other than just enormous gratitude for that. We really don't. It's just such exciting times. So we're going to do everything in our power to honor that in every way and encourage you to use this program in ways that just make things better for your neighbors and your coworkers and for North Dakota and South Dakota and Eastern Montana and Western Minnesota. We're your voice. Use us. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Already calls waiting to go for Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Happy Friday, Kevin.
Hey, happy Friday. Good to be with you.
Let's go right to the calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall for Senator Cramer today. Dustin in Devil's Lake, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Senator Cramer. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dustin. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Not bad. What can we do as North Dakotans and Americans to stop the hatred on Americans, on America that's going on with the current administration?
So, really, great question, because you do feel a little bit helpless, don't you? I mean, when you think that we have made a major transformation in our own state, by pulling ourselves up and, you know, using the blessings of creation that included things like oil and gas and great topsoil and agricultural richness and lignite coal and even wind. So we've figured out how to do all of that, and then you get public officials, and then we have had public officials at the state level, local levels, federal level, all of whom understand the value of that, understand the importance of states' rights, understand the value of self-governance and self-preservation and self-reliance. And then you get this administration, this president, who just spends the first couple of weeks signing his autograph onto a whole bunch of executive orders to undo all the great things that have been done, and it's an all-out assault. I suppose you're not supposed to use those physical words anymore, but
you didn't mean literally, you meant figuratively. Just wanted to point
that's
out.
What I mean, yeah. It's a policy assault, perhaps we could say that.
There you go.
That might be okay.
Yeah.
For now, a policy assault on our state and other states like us. I don't, it's not just North Dakota. It's any state that's in the middle of the country that does all the things that we do and relies on self-reliance. So, and then in the middle of all that, let's impeach the previous president and kill a week doing that, and let's make sure we don't do anything bipartisan or reach out to anybody. Let's just, unilaterally do things. I do think they're running out of that sort of opportunity, but I did hear a funny thing today on the radio coming in. It might have been on one of the stations you guys are on. I think it was. In fact, I think it was K-Fire, Todd. A news story about the Biden administration is now considering using budget reconciliation to forward its immigration policy. Well, I mean, I shouldn't chuckle, but it's so absurd because immigration policy has nothing to do with the budget, has nothing to do with taxes, unless you're just going to make, you know, tax-free immigration or something. I'm not sure how they would do it, but they want to do that because then they don't need 60 senators to pass their radical agenda. And as you know, the new president put out a radical agenda yesterday as it relates to illegal immigration, wanting to have a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants and for those that have already been deported. He wants to create a path for them to be able to come back after being deported for being here illegally, come back and then get a path to citizenship. So it's so absurd. It's hard to believe. I didn't answer your question. What can you do? I think North Dakota has done everything it can do. Justin, I think it's sent all of the right people to public office at the local and state and federal level. Maybe we'd help our friends in Minnesota do better and get a little better representation.
Can I just interject here for Dustin's sake and saying what can we do? That's been done, right? We've picked right when it comes to who our elected leaders are. How can we help you? How can we help, fight this? I think people right now, and we've heard very profound comments about the loss of Rush Limbaugh this week. And we had a listener yesterday said, hey, now it's up to us. There will never be another Rush, but he taught us well. He taught us how to go into the lion's mouth here and take this on. What do we do with that? How can we help you and other elected leaders stop this assault?
So it's a really important point, and you're right, there's not going to be another Rush Limbaugh, but there are a whole bunch of Rush Limbaughs, and there's not going to be, another Abraham Lincoln, but there's a whole bunch of, smaller versions of Abraham Lincoln, or, pick your personality. America is still the land of greatest opportunity, and so I think that some of it comes down to this. Let's just take as an example energy policy. Here we sit at this time. Now, as I think a lot of North Dakotans know, I am a super champion of fossil fuels. But I also understand that to talk to somebody from New Jersey or Delaware or Connecticut, I pick certain states because of certain members, or California, that's a little harder, about how do we preserve these principles and preserve these industries in a way that sort of helps you meet some of your goals as well. Again, that's the system that the country gave us. So we as North Dakotans and innovators help actually find a solution that isn't all or nothing, but also takes the argument away from them in an all or nothing battle. And you'd be surprised how reasonable some people can be when you do that. Now that's sort of vague, but it's top of mind for me because I just did a long interview yesterday with the New York Times about Paris Climate Accord, about carbon capture, utilization, storage, about what's going on in Texas, and the reason they like to talk to me is because I drill down pretty deeply with them, and I always try to find solutions that can be more universally thought of. Now, North Dakota is the bedrock of that. We've always been pragmatic people, Scott. I think a lot of people look at North Dakota, they look at me, and they say, well, that's the reddest state in the country. Republicans can never lose there. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm the first Republican senator in my lifetime to have this seat. I think a lot of it is our pragmatism, that we are common sense people, and we can apply that to the larger audience, Scott. And that gets back to the Rush Limbaugh illustration. I think you support things like this radio show. I think you do support stations that carry this radio show and others. I don't want to, it's not, exclusive. Because guess what? Our reach goes farther and further. I was just thinking, Scott, this morning about the two giant blowtorches that this show is on and just how widespread that is. And you know why I'm thinking that, because I'm making the pitch to other people to come on this show and speak to an audience, not just in the rectangle North Dakota, but well beyond North Dakota. I think we just have to amplify our voices.
Does that help you, Dustin?
Yes, it does. One more question for Kevin Kramer. Sure. Kevin, would you support a run of Trump for Congress in 2022?
Well, I don't know that I'd wish that on him. Would he run for Congress, like you mean from Florida or something? Is that what you're thinking?
From Florida. Maybe we can get
him
in
the interesting.
House as a speaker.
Yeah, Well, you know what's sort of funny about that, Dustin? You don't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House. That little known sort of piece of trivia there, Scotty, but you don't actually have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be the Speaker of the House. But Donald Trump, one thing he is he's a disruptor, right? And that's what we loved about Donald Trump and still love about him. He's a disruptor. Now, it was also, you know, part of what garnered a lot of people's hatred because they like status quo, they like the establishment, and in some cases they don't like his policies. But I don't know that he, as an executive, he barely had the patience for presidency. I'm not sure he'd have the patience for the legislative process, but who knows? It'd be interesting. If he's a candidate, I'll probably send him a contribution.
All right, there's your answer. He'll send him a contribution. So if he's a candidate, he's going to get your support in whatever he does next, I assume, right, Kevin?
Well, sure, depending on, of course, opponents and whatnot, but obviously, you know, he was one of the best presidents in the history of our country.
Mark, got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything.
What's on your mind is brought to you by Dak Diesel today, our pal CJ. The one and only CJ is so darn busy answering the phone right now, getting folks some of that product that is really bringing diesel engines back to life, that is getting rid of that, what do they call it again, the Ren Gen thing? Anybody a diesel expert here? You know, when it does the Gen thing? You don't want it to gin when you have a diesel engine. That's all I know.
Okay.
My wife has one. She's got a VW with the diesel in it, so I got to get some
of this stuff too. CJ.
Exactly. Anyway, this anti-gel super clean 4+ additive turbo cleaner. There's a lot of options for you. Call CJ 701-258-5011 at DAC Diesel or go online to DACDiesel.com. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer. Let's get to Jim in Mandan for Senator Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Senator Cramer.
Morning.
Hi, Jim.
I originally did have a question for you. I had heard a previous caller who had kind of a question as to whether why North Dakota would be sending an air defense unit out to the Washington, D.C., so that's why I was going to call in just to clear that up.
Sure.
Well, and I know you know well about very well informed on why that's the point, but it's not to be part of the actual mission that's already taken place out there, but to be part of a mission that's been ongoing since shortly after 9/11.
Yeah, we had a number of calls about that off air, and they were saying why in the world the friends of this caller were being deployed. They said to be part of the air defense, and then we had some off-air calls saying exactly what Jim is saying, is that they've been doing that since 9/11. That's nothing new. Yeah. Are there any new North Dakota assets going to, I believe you met with some of them, so it might not be air defense, but there are military assets coming from North Dakota to be part of this new fortifying of the Capitol and of D.C., are there not?
So you're right on all counts. Okay, so first of all, there were prior to January 11th, there was a small group out there already on another mission. You're exactly right. There were 130 that came out that joined them for shoring up the Capitol for the after the January 6th event, specifically for the impeachment trial or leading up to the impeachment trial. I don't know how many of them are still there, but what people should know about that group, by the way, that group are very well-trained riot police officers, and they trained at least 1,000 guardsmen from other states prior to that. So just from a North Dakota pride standpoint, you all should be very proud of them. A lot of them are military police. They just happen to have that skill set, that training, which is unique, by the way. Riot policing is unique to other kinds of policing, no surprise. And I was just very proud to meet with them. I don't know how many of them are still there. As you know, of the 25,000, there's a small group still there, but they are, in fact, still there, and we can talk about the policies surrounding that if you'd like. With regard to what's called Operation Noble Eagle, that's the air defense mission. North Dakota we've been out there twice or maybe three times, as I recall, and there is a group coming again. It's generally a 10 to 12 month mission. Not surprising to me or most North Dakotans that know our guardsmen, many of them stay after that by their own choice because the next group oftentimes wants the excellence of North Dakota's guardsmen. And for a lot of young guardsmen, it's a pretty good mission, actually. What air defense does, this is maybe a little more than you're asking for, Scott, but it is an interesting mission. It's a very secretive mission in lots of ways, but basically they're there to protect the city of Washington, the institutions of government, mainly the three branches, from an air attack that much like would have happened on 9/11 had the airplane one airplane that hit the Pentagon, but the airplane that was headed toward the Capitol, they suspect, that ended up, of course, being diverted by very brave people on board to a field in Pennsylvania. So that's what Operation Noble Eagle is. And North Dakotans, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, am I, Jim? I'm not exaggerating when I say the North Dakota Guard does it better than any other Guard unit that participates in that mission.
Yes, sir. No, they do. And, yeah, there are like 8 or 9 states out there with ADA assets that do this mission. And like you'd mentioned, many of our guys stay behind to assist those that come in taking the mission over flawlessly so that the Capitol is never, you know, under any type of a threat. So.
Well said, Jim.
Right. Well, hey.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I was just going to say congratulations on your guys' ratings. So have a great day.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Jim. Senator Kramer has...
Oh, he says humbly, Scotty, did you notice that, Kevin? He just sort of tidy, smooth, you know, yeah, just like it's no big deal that he's waiting. Scott, are you kidding me? Take a victory lap, man.
Well, those don't always end well. I'll stay humble. It's the listeners and our advertisers who love the listeners that we connect.
Lap.
Yeah, we're humbled by it all. Honestly, we are. And all the glory goes to God. I'm telling you, I'll say that all the time because we've been through good times and we've been through bad times, and he's the only one that's the one that matters most when it comes to how our success plays out. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I wanted to also tell folks that you might not have heard this, but Senator Kevin Cramer, who is on the Armed Services Committee, is now been given the ranking member, like the co-chair of the committee that is responsible for a very important piece of the Pentagon. And I got a kick out of this because I see it's the sea portfolio, and I'm thinking right away, man alive, you could probably get us a ride on the USS North Dakota. Maybe we could do a radio show. We could do a talk radio town hall from the USS North Dakota now. Can you do that?
I don't know, but I could sure ask. So, you're right. It's a Sea Power subcommittee, and it does make me chuckle. Here we are in the middle of the North American continent, and now I'm going to be, ranking member on the committee that oversees, the Navy and the Marine Corps. But it is important, for lots of reasons, not the least of which is our national defense. The fact that we're trying to rebuild our particularly our Navy to somewhere between 350 to 500 new ships, depending on who you talk to on any given day. But not only that, but we now, North Dakota, as you know, has two of the three legs of the nuclear triad up in Minot, the bombers with the long-range missiles, and then, of course, the Minuteman ground-based deterrent. And so we have, now at least you have one senator that has something to say about the third leg of the nuclear triad, and that, of course, are the ones that are on our submarines. But anyway, all of that to say I'm grateful for the opportunity. Mazie Hirono from Hawaii is the Democratic chair of the committee, and you can't get much different than Mazie and me in North Dakota and Hawaii, and yet that's part of what makes our system so fantastic.
Let's get another call in here before the break quickly. Let's see who's waited the longest. Looks like all the way down here to Leo and Mandan. Leo, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Leo.
Hey, I have a question about term limits. Every time they try to get it through Congress, it gets shot down because of some of those rhinos in there won't move. But anyway, if a person went and started some petitions out and say everybody got it signed it enough to where we could get it on the ballot, and they did that for every state, then the voters could take care of it. And if say they passed it all, would it go right into the law, or would they be shot down again?
Yeah. Hang on a sec. We're going to answer this on the other side of the break. Leo, don't go anywhere. You'll get your answer on the other side of the break. I have two spinoff questions on that, too. Is that the way to affect change, whatever it be? In this case, he thinks term limits is the fix. Whatever that is, does that get the most attention to Congress? When we come back, don't go out your back window, and you're going to see a lot of snow and a lot of cold. But you can fast forward a few months and see a splash pool. Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 has splash pools now. What are they?
They are an above-ground pool made in Little Rock, Arkansas. We call it a portable pool, but it is great backyard entertainment. And last year we ran out of them. We have them in stock. And again, with snow in the backyard, I would think about getting one now so you're ready for spring.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While power has been restored for millions of Texans who have been without it in the bitter cold, the nightmare is not over. Millions don't have access to safe water, and residents looking for bottled water say they arrived to stores with bare shelves and long lines. About 13 million people were under orders Thursday to boil tap water in wake of treatment plants failing. The United States on Friday will begin rolling back one of President Trump's strictest immigration policies. Of the estimated 25,000 asylum seekers who have been forced to wait in Mexico for their cases to be heard, Biden officials said they expect eventually to process 300 people a day at two U.S. ports of entry. 34-year-old Bonnie Jacobson, a waitress in Brooklyn, New York, says she was fired when she declined a COVID-19 vaccine. She was let go from the Red Hook Tavern after responding to an email from her employer requiring all employees receive the vaccine in order to stay employed. Bonnie says she supports the vaccine but felt not enough research has been done in pregnant women. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive boosts before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
On your mind, a walk would do you good this weekend now that you wouldn't have your nose hairs frozen solid within 2.5 seconds of walking outside. So we do have that 30s this weekend. Todd, you looked out west, like how nice is it going to be out west this weekend?
Well, upper 30s, but Monday 51.
No kidding, huh?
51.
There you go. I love that. Oh. What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Meatballs today, served up for lunch in Yulin. You know, it's worth just getting in the car and driving to Yulin. I don't care if you're in Tappan. I mean, I'd go to Yulin and get yourself some of those PetroServe USA's home cooking grab-and-go convenience in Yulin, Minnesota. Sit down with some folks and you'll figure out everything that's wrong with the world. You'll figure out in 15 minutes sitting down over some meatballs in Yulin.
Oh, come on, right?
Taco Grinder on 12th Avenue North, the I-29 location. Their chicken tenders to the west. Main Avenue location in West Fargo, two Sloppy Joes and Chips in Hartwood, and pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine in Valley City. PetroServe USA, where you're going to find at all locations the 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, $4. I'd load up on the caramel rolls this weekend, too, because the Valley Dairy caramel rolls that are now at all the PetroServe USA locations are really, really good. All right, Leo and Mandan, two ideas. One, he wants term limits. He doesn't like the fact that the members of Congress can stay as long as they're continue to be reelected. And the second point is a petition idea to do this state by state. So on point one, term limits, good idea or bad idea, Senator Kramer?
Well, I think, first of all, I think, Leo, you'd be surprised at how much turnover there is in Congress. Part of the problem is some of the congressional leadership that you see a lot, they've been there for a very long time. People like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and, you know, Mitch McConnell. But by and large, particularly in the House, there's a lot of turnover. But, again, there are those that stay a long time. They tend to be Democrats more than Republicans, however, that stay the longest. But we have plenty of our own. But they do all have to come up for re-election every 2 years. The other problem I have with term limits, of course, and, of course, you're talking to somebody who's never stayed at, you know, an elected office more than 8 or 9 years at any given time, because I think that's plenty long and it's time then to, you know, pave the way for somebody else or clear the way for somebody else. But all of that said, our founders were pretty clear on it as well. But the other problem with term limits is you turn it over to the, you turn the whole government over to the bureaucracy. And it feels like that's already the case. And it does feel from time to time like somebody who's been there a long time becomes part of the bureaucracy. And that's an, that would be a true statement. I personally think we should put term limits on the bureaucracy. Term limits even on, you know, committee staffers and things like that who just start looking out for their own self-interests way too much. It's really more the bureaucracy that's a problem than the member. But literally, if you had, it's particularly if they were short terms. Now, I don't know if you're thinking about 6 years, 12 years, whatever the case might be, but short terms would particularly turn up a lot of power over to the bureaucrats. But I do think, Leo, you're on to something. If, in fact, the majority of the people in the country, or vast majority, would like term limits, first of all, they should vote for somebody different than their incumbent every 2 years. But the other thing they can do is, it is in the Constitution, and there have been efforts by some states to do exactly what you're talking about. State legislatures have done it, and it's been overturned by the Supreme Court with regard to term limits at state level. So the one way by petition is, of course, you could have a constitutional convention. And that is one of the ways, one of the two ways that the founders created for amending the Constitution. The problem you run into with a constitutional convention, of course, is that once you go into a convention, you have a very difficult time, if even possible, restricting the issues in front of you. And given the makeup of our country today, I'm not so sure you want to open up the Constitution to all the radical craziness that people could throw in there. The other way is for Congress itself to submit an amendment. Congress has done that 33 times. 27 of them were ratified. But once Congress proposes amendment language, which, by the way, has to be approved by two-thirds vote of both the House and the Senate, then the states are notified, and then it has to be ratified by three-fourths of the states. So it's not like it's an easy thing to do. But the founders themselves put the terms into the Constitution.
Leo, I learned something in that answer from Senator Cramer, that Donald Trump could be Speaker of the House. I can't think of anything that would drive the left insane. Like, they're already a bunch of bad, bad people. I'm talking about these people that get on Facebook after Rush Limbaugh dies and call him everything under the sun. They obviously didn't have a mother that said, you don't speak ill of the dead, or if you don't have something good to say about somebody, don't say anything. But can you imagine? That could be the mantra. Trump for Speaker in 2022, because that could only happen with a Republican majority in the House. Right, Kevin?
Well, that's true. It could. I suppose, you know, conceivably others in the House could vote for Donald Trump for Speaker. But, yeah, Speaker of the House does not require being a House member. It's been talked about from time to time over recent years when people weren't satisfied with John Boehner, they weren't satisfied with, Speaker Ryan or whoever the Speaker might be at any given time. At one point, there was talk of, I've even been in the chamber, by the way, when people have voted for somebody who was not a member of Congress for Speaker of the House. It's just never been, enough people to make somebody Speaker. But I've heard talk of, Newt Gingrich being Speaker of the House again, for example. Anyway,
I prefer
Donald Trump. If Donald Trump couldn't be Speaker of the House, I would think he wouldn't be interested at all in being in the Congress of the United States. I just think it would be far beneath him.
Leo, anything else for Senator Cramer? Did you get your answer?
Yeah, I was wondering, if you had the petition and you had enough petitions to get it on the ballot, well, then the people are all voting for that, and does it go through with the people vote? And then the heck with the Congress, you got it through.
That would take a 16 states and then ratifications and then a vote, wouldn't it, to get it actually amend the Constitution,
so,
basically? I mean, you could do that.
Yes. So state by state, it would have to be done state by state. I'm just going to think out loud here a little bit with you, Leo. Every state has a different different standard or process for initiating measures onto its ballot. But I suppose you could do that in lieu of the state legislature. But remembering, even in an amendment by a constitutional convention, states do have that option of petitioning Congress to call a constitutional convention, but that means legislatures in two-thirds of the states have to agree. So if the people in the state agreed on behalf of the state legislature, which you could probably do in North Dakota, because, as you know, we have probably as easy, if not the easiest, process in the country for for initiating a measure. I suppose you could do that in North Dakota, but you'd have to get, you know, two-thirds of the states to do that.
Appreciate the call very much, Leo. Appreciate it very much. Stay passionate about this, whatever it is. I'm with Kevin on term limits. I think we need a term limits on staff in Washington, D.C., on the bureaucracy. I don't think you should have a federal government job having anything to do with any of the agencies, with any of the White House, like literally 6 years and you're done. Seriously.
Do you know, Scott, you may know, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but as you probably know, or at least your listeners probably don't know anyway, I require my Washington, D.C. staff to come home quite regularly. We build in a lot of budget for them to travel to the state on a regular basis, because it's amazing how quickly, and I'm not accusing my staff of this, but it's amazing how quickly people who move to Washington, D.C. and stay there too long, how quickly they forget where they came from.
Well, the two of need to realize that we're very involved with everything we're doing here. And,
it takes a long time
for all of us to, establish ourselves.
Do you make your staff go to Vermont, Bernie, or no?
Yeah, be good.
Yeah. Senator Kramer, I now know why Jake Wilkins is so good. He has a little indoctrination in North Dakota every now and then. And he kind of launched his part of your campaign.
He did. But, you know, it's amazing how quickly you forget even about campaigns. So just yesterday I had two of my North Dakota staffers here in Bismarck. One of them, maybe both still here. One's from North Dakota, but I bring them back for meetings here in the state. And we do lots of things, of course, in Washington, meeting with the folks from the state. But as you also recall, last year I did my whole staff retreat out in Medora, and part of that retreat was meeting with not just Theodore Roosevelt and the Marquis de Morges, but attending the events and talking to real people all day long, all weekend long. It's really it's important to me that they do that.
Let's get a few texts then back to the calls here. 701-367-2054 to text me. Todd is waiting for your text at 701-226-8503. Texter says, guys, please ask Senator Kramer his opinion on the end portion of absolute truth, the IP evidence truth. If he tries to tell us there's nothing there, that will tell us a lot about where he's decided to plant his flag.
So with regard to that, remember, there are quote witnesses, right? And they are expert witnesses that are in the know, that are referenced but not cited in the video. What we really need is we need those witnesses to become whistleblowers. We need them to come out from the shadows. Now, that can be done in a number of ways. I suspect at some point it's going to happen, Scott. They'll have their moment to use their expertise, reference the IP information as well. It has to be checked by somebody, but that would certainly force that issue. And that's what's really been missing for a long time, Scott, in a lot of these claims, including the ones in the video, is the actual opportunity. Now, there have been some opportunities in court that the lawyers have walked away from. There have been, cases filed where the pro-Trump or the Trump lawyers themselves have been given the opportunity to present the evidence and then they backed out. We're doing a very big frequently asked questions piece for our website that people will be able to access fairly soon on a lot of these types of things. But the video itself is very interesting. There's a lot of stuff there. A lot of it's not necessarily new, but it's compiled in a new way. But at the end of the day, there needs to be some on the record.
I think Antrim County is a smoking gun. I really do. And we talked yesterday with the lawyer that's taken up this cause for a voter there. He got a forensic deep dive on the machine. It's under all kinds of things that previously we've been told the machines couldn't do. And you told me at one point when we were talking about this, if nothing else, Antrim County proved what they said never would be a worry, that they actually did it.
Antrim County is a great example. Now, here we're probably going to go a little different direction, but Antrim County is very interesting to me because, as you know, Scott, Antrim County has largely been poo-pooed by a lot of people, including the county itself, that said that was an indication of human error. Now, don't get me wrong, human error happens. I can't know until we do know. But it proves, at the very least, what they say can happen happens. This, that, remember, we were told they're not hooked up to the internet. You can't, there's no way to, even cybersecurity can't hack them because they're not on Wi-Fi or the internet. You can't possibly switch votes from, through cyber attacks. obviously something happened, whether it's human error. Well, certainly it's human error.
Well, they say, they admit the human error. They say 775 right. votes came from a different county. Come on, more right. after this.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
So to Petrostrip USA near you, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is waiting. Karma rolls. Ugh. How about the chicken? It's great. How about the 4-for-4 special all day, every day? Four items. Pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, $4. Stock up on Ice Mountain, 99 cents. Red Bull, 360-ounce cans for $7.50. The Ice Melt Pet Safe, $8.99. Or Splash Water Fluid, $1.99 a jug. Petrostrip USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Is the move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Winter clearance sale going on right now. 4x4s, all-wheel drive SUVs, drastically reduced. For example, a 2017 Chevy Traverse LT, $22,800, $322 a month. Also, Acadias, Enclaves, Terrains, Yukons, Sierra 1500s. And nobody pays more for clean local trades in your used car superstore. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. By the way, 72 months, 3.9% APR, 10% down plus tax and license fees and approved credit. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Ask Senator Cramer his response to the passing of Rush Limbaugh, says a texter. Let's start there.
Okay, so Scott, I just found the video. of Rush Limbaugh in 2009, May 22nd, 2009, morning update. That's where I remember it from.
I have it,
morning
too.
Update.
I have it here, too. Let's play it here. Can we play it? Kev, you got my...
I had forgotten all about it until about 5 minutes ago, actually.
Here we go right now. Here it is.
My friends, sometimes in life we are provided warnings, big red flags indicating certain danger up ahead. Utility regulators in North Dakota have been paying attention as congressional Democrats in Washington push for implementation of a cap and tax energy bill. To combat the fraudulent threat of man-made global warming, carbon dioxide emissions from businesses will be capped and heavily taxed. Kevin Kramer, North Dakota's Public Service Commissioner, says that instituting cap and tax, cap and trade, would drive up the cost of everything we produce, that we manufacture, that we grow, not only in his state, but around the country. Depending on how heavily Democrats tax carbon emissions, he says the cost of electric bills in his state could rise anywhere from 40 to 100%. So why are Democrats so keen to implement this huge tax increase? Kramer says that the plan would result in the federal government reaping windfall revenues. The problem with cap and trade is, he says, it's really not an environmental policy. It's an appropriations policy. It's a way to raise money for government, Clark says. He adds that some states, like his, will be more adversely affected than others. Other voices are warning that cap and trade implementation will cause many businesses to flee the country, taking more jobs with them. But that's not a concern for President Obama or the environmentalist wackos who are salivating at the chance to implement this madness. Consider this update to be your big red flag.
Isn't that beautiful? Wow.
It is. So he referenced Clark, so that he was quoting Tony Clark there, because Tony and I were both on the commission at that. That was 2009, May of 2009. Oh, my gosh. I have to admit, that makes me a little emotional to hear that again. And it's just so sad, obviously, Scott. I mean, I'm no different than any other conservative in America. I had that, that fortunate, time when he referenced me one time in his history, long before I was in Congress, obviously. And then, of course, I had the great, great honor of being in the chamber when he was presented with the Medal of Freedom by First Lady Melania Trump, as the President Trump was delivering his State of the Union address. And what a moment that was to be able to watch that.
Amen. Let's go to some rapid-fire calls here. Quick questions, quick answers. Brian, West Fargo, really quick, your question, go.
My question is, what are you willing to do and how far are you willing to go for the Second Amendment? Because I truly believe that Biden and Kamala Harris are going to come after our guns.
Real quick answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll vote against anything that they bring up that would try to limit your gun ownership, and fight anything that they try to do through executive order to the best of our ability, obviously, and continue to play offense as well. Important to play offense. Introduce counter legislation, things like reciprocity for concealed carry, for example. And then, fortunately, we have created a firewall with the courts, including the United States Supreme Court, so that anything that's unconstitutional would be deemed as such by conservative justices.
Glenn and Fargo, quickly, for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Glenn.
How do you get Congress to start legislating again when we have control of Congress, and instead of relying on executive orders? Because now Biden is undoing everything to the point of oil, the cattle industry, everything he wants to just get rid of, and which would have detrimental effects not only in North Dakota but on the country.
I actually believe that one of the reasons that they were so bent on doing the impeachment trial, besides just expressing their hatred for Donald Trump, was to prevent us from getting into the legislative session even now. Next week we'll go back into session, start legislating, as you call it, so to speak, I should say. But what we have to do is we have to do the job. You have to introduce the legislation. One of the ways that I think the Democrats are going to end up doing it, they're using already budget reconciliation to change a lot of things. They're talking about using budget reconciliation later this year for next year's or this year's budget, and then again for next year's budget.
Which sounds like a Greek to most of us, but it's basically gaming the system. It's going against
the system,
going against the rules,
going against the rules,
going against the agreements they made months ago with Mitch McConnell. I mean, they're already shredding that. Which gets around.
Says maybe I want to get to this point, though. This is an important point. That means when we get back in the majority, as he's mentioned, are we prepared to do the things they're prepared to do? And we did do that when we had all three branches of government with budget reconciliation. The bigger question is, are we ready to make that permanent and get rid of the filibuster? And that, of course, is something that the vast majority of senators cling to like it's sacred. I've never been a big filibuster fan, Scott. And this is going to make national news if anybody's listening. But I just think we protect the public from their own bad political decisions when we require 60 votes to pass something.
Brandon Klein, thanks for the call. Fred and Wang, Chris and Karnak, Jerry in Delaware, hang tight. You'll be part of the After the Show show. We call it Leftovers, coming up here in a moment. And Senator Kevin Cramer, thanks a ton for the time today. We appreciate it very much. We'll do it again next Friday. I'll be at CPAC in Orlando. How about that? Next Friday. That's right. Senator Kevin Cramer with us on Talk Radio Town Hall.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.